You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. A lot of people's situations have changed in the pandemic, so the federal government is giving people an extra chance to adjust their health care coverage. Today is the first day of a new open enrollment period on healthcare.gov, the federally run Affordable Care Act marketplace that serves 36 states. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
Over the last 4 years, the Trump administration has slashed the marketing and outreach budget to get people enrolled in Obamacare. The result? Enrollment is down. Jennifer Haley has been monitoring that trend at the Urban Institute.
They also cut funding to provide assistance with enrollment, such as for health insurance navigators, who can be really instrumental in helping people learn about coverage options and navigate enrollment processes.
In all, the Kaiser Family Foundation estimates there are 15 million currently uninsured people who are eligible for free or low-cost coverage with subsidies. Cynthia Cox, vice president of the foundation's Affordable Care Act program, has been looking into who is being left behind.
They tend to be more likely to be Hispanic, more likely to be Spanish-speaking, more likely to work in fields like construction or arts or entertainment, where there often isn't health coverage offered. And they also tend to be younger adults.
To reach those people, the Biden administration plans to spend $50 million on marketing this time around during the three-month enrollment period. Peter Lee, who heads California's state-run exchange, says marketing works. The state spends tens of millions of dollars a year to get people to sign up.
We're at more people enrolled than we've ever had before. That's what you want in the middle of a pandemic.
In addition, Lee says having more people enrolled has, in fact, lowered costs for consumers. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Another move by the new administration, updating housing rules to protect people from being discriminated against because they are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
For the first time, LGBTQ people are now protected from housing discrimination under federal law.
This is a very big deal.
Jake Lillian is an attorney with the National Community Reinvestment Coalition.
We've been waiting a long time for the day when someone could contact HUD and say, I've been the victim of housing discrimination because I'm gay or because I'm trans.
Now they can, Lillian says, and have their claim taken seriously.
And there is a hope that housing providers will now know that they cannot get away with blatant discrimination.
Whether they're renting or selling a home. Sherita Gruberg at the Center for American Progress says the protections go beyond that, too.
The Fair Housing Act also prohibits mortgage and lending discrimination for housing. It prohibits shelter discrimination.
Some states already prohibited housing discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity, but 21 did not.
And we know that LGBTQ people are less likely to own homes, are more likely to experience homelessness, and face significant levels of discrimination in housing.
Transgender people in particular, which is why HUD's move to extend fair housing protections is so significant, Gruberg says.
But the last administration really demonstrated how easily a anti-LGBTQ government can rescind protections.
Which is why she'd also like to see Congress pass the Equality Act and enshrine those protections into law permanently. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.